OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: President Hichilema calls for peace and unity ahead of Africa Freedom Day. Government seeks TPP partnerships to upgrade unplanned settlements. And in international news, Rubio says significant progress made on Iran talks after Trump said deal largely negotiated.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says that the values that guided Africa's liberation struggle dialogue, mutual respect, peace, hard work and service must continue to guide the continent as it commemorates Africa Freedom Day tomorrow. President Hichilema said as the country joins the rest of Africa in commemorating the day, it continues to honor the sacrifices of the founding fathers and mothers who championed Pan-Africanism, freedom, unity and solidarity. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, the head of state has emphasized that as the country approaches elections, violence, hate speech and lawlessness must be rejected. President Hichilema said no political ambition is greater than the peace and stability of the nation and the continent, adding that peace is a precious inheritance that must be safeguarded for future generations. Meanwhile, National Heritage Conservation Commission Executive Director Kagosi Mamuloe said this year's 2026 Africa Freedom Day theme resonates strongly with Zambia's rich cultural and natural heritage, whose existence and sustainability are deeply connected to water resources.
National Heritage Conservation Commission is interpreting this year's Africa Freedom Day theme as a call for African nations to safeguard water bodies and sanitation systems, not only for human survival, but also for the preservation of heritage and natural ecosystems that define our identity as a people.
Government has called on investors, cooperating partners and financiers to partner through the public-private partnership model in a nationwide initiative aimed at upgrading unplanned urban settlements. Speaking at the recently concluded 13th session of the World Urban Forum in Baku City, Azerbaijan, Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. Gabriel Pollen, said the government is leveraging multi-level partnerships to promote sustainable development initiatives focused on transforming underserved areas into sustainable and well-serviced municipal communities. Dr. Pollen said innovative financing and collaborative ventures are essential to achieve the nation's housing targets and upgrading informal settlements, particularly in urban areas where the current housing deficit stands at 1.5 million units and is projected to rise to 3 million by 2030. He has noted that Zambia's rapid urbanization has created an urgent demand for safe, adequate and sustainable human settlements in both urban centers and rural communities. Dr. Pollen has further stated that plans are underway to enhance access to affordable housing and municipal services through direct coordination with the country's 116 local authorities in an effort to bridge Zambia's widening service delivery gap. This is according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Public Relations Unit. Development expert Dr. Charity Musamba has expressed concern over the utilization of the Constituency Development Fund, saying a significant portion of the allocated funds has not been properly accounted for. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Musamba said while some projects have been implemented using the CDF, the amount of unaccounted for funds remains too high compared to the visible development projects on the ground. She has stated that although communities have witnessed a few completed projects under the fund, Concerns still remain regarding transparency and accountability in the management of the resources. Dr. Msamba has further noted that the challenges surrounding the utilization of the CDF appear similar to those experienced under previous governments.
Generally speaking, it has fallen in the same trap it has always fallen into during the MMD time, during the PS time. As long as we are associated with partisan interests, it won't work. In fact, I know that they've been showing us pictures and pieces of good projects that have worked. Yes, in certain areas, good projects have been implemented using these resources, but the proportion of projects that have worked very well is very, very small compared to how much has not been accounted for.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates of Zambia has expressed concern over the growing number of parliamentary and local government candidates going unopposed in this year's general election, saying the situation limits voters' choices. In an interview, AAAZ Executive Director Lucien Bechilofia said it is unfortunate that some aspiring candidates failed to successfully file their nomination papers, resulting in some constituencies and wards having only one candidate on the ballot paper. Mr. Chilofia has, however, expressed hope that the candidates who have gone through unopposed are genuinely the people's preferred choices and will represent citizens' interests once elected. He has added that Zambia is a democratic country and people should be given an opportunity to choose from different candidates and political parties during elections.
We hope that those that gone and opposed, I need the choice of the people and will present the interest of the people, because at the end of the day, they will still be able to, you know, find a standing independent candidate. If not, we then leave it to the will of the people for them to be able to select the people they want to represent them. And why it would have been good to have a variety of, you know, candidates who should have managed to find any denominations, and of course be included on the ballot paper for people to have a choice.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Bank of Zambia says it is making progress in implementing measures aimed at reducing the use and handling of cash by promoting digital financial transactions. Speaking to Hot FM News, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Benny Kalyalia said the initiative is intended to help people safeguard their money and reduce losses associated with carrying cash. He has noted that many people lose money through their handling of cash, adding that such risks can be minimized if more citizens embrace digital financial platforms. Dr. Kalyalia has explained that the central bank is working to ensure that digital payment platforms such as mobile money services, debit cards, and other electronic payment systems continue to expand and become more accessible to the public.
Other forms of payment have gained strength, like mobile money, e-wallet. You can send money, you can go. In fact, we want to reduce the even touching money should be much, much more minimal to reduce the fraud we are seeing in that space, you know. So many people were hurting because of that. So this is why we are saying, no, we phase it out and we focus on other forms of payment.
International news.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says that significant progress has been made on Iran talks, but there's still work to do. It comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday an agreement with Iran has been largely negotiated, including reopening the key shipping lane, the Strait of Hormuz. He adds in a post on Truth Social that final aspects and details of the deal are currently being discussed and will be announced shortly. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Russia has launched a large-scale missile and drone attack on Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities. Kyiv's mayor said at least two people have been killed and more than 50 injured there. From Kyiv, Jonathan Beale reports. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say the response to the current Ebola outbreak has been hindered by the ongoing armed conflict. Medical teams are unable to reach areas controlled by the M23 rebel.